The Sunset Breeze House we designed really starting from looking at kind of historical sustainable designs, things like the dog trot house or the courtyard house. And rather than making it a U-shaped courtyard house, we made it an H-shape, which then has two courtyards. So that way people can really have different functions in the courtyards. And by using the nanowall door system in the center space of the H, that's the space that we call the breeze space, which can be used for living, dining. And by using a nanowall system of doors that are accordion style that you can push off to one side, it really allows people to be able to open up that space, completely blur the boundary between the interior and exterior, make the space feel much larger than it is, as well as to help moderate the temperature, that rather than just turning on the heating or cooling systems, one can think about opening or closing windows or sunshading systems. Obviously, it works well in California and climates like that. It might be slightly different here. We wanted with the house every room to open up to an outdoor space, to either a private garden or a courtyard space. So even in the master bathroom, the shower has a large glass wall that opens into an outdoor garden space. So that way you can feel like you're taking an outdoor shower even when you're not. The house is really based on basic sustainable design principles, things like trying to moderate the temperature through well-placed glazing, as well as having windows that wash surfaces with light. So having clear-story windows that wash the ceiling with light helps to balance the glass walls that go to the floor, that wash the floor with light. So that way, the more you can evenly light a space and cut down on shadows and contrast, the less likely one is to turn on lights during the day. Using things like bamboo flooring, using a high-velocity mechanical system, a spray-in insulation offers not only a really energy-efficient envelope, but it also, since it fills the gap in the wall, it has the least probability of moisture and therefore the least probability of mold. So it exceeds the American Lung Association criteria for a healthy home. We use no VOC paints. We use only hardwood floors, so that way you don't have the problems that you can have with carpet. So just trying to create a really healthy environment, as well as a house that can be maintained without a lot of energy taken from the earth. The breeze space roof can come with a number of different configurations. What we're showing here is a butterfly configuration, which allows solar panels to be on the roof and face south, but you don't see them if you're a neighbor because of the butterfly shape. So that way it doesn't have the glare of the solar panels, but you can also do a flat roof or sloped on one side. So that's where really one of the areas where we try to customize with people so that way it can really fit their site. We can face it south. The house comes in different configurations. We can do two-bedroom, three-bedroom, four-bedroom. It comes with many different finishes. We can do two-story. A lot of clients that we're working with now on the house have hillside sites, so we also do sometimes a combination where it's site-built on the lower level if it's on a hillside and modular on top. What we try to do is keep the modules on the sides. That's where we try to keep them quite standardized, things where there's the mechanical system in the bathroom, in the kitchens, the guts of the house, the things that are more expensive to change. But where we really customize is in the breeze space, the size of it, the roof, how the modules go together. So that way we can try and find a good balance between customization and mass production, which is always the key to find a good balance between the two.